等会儿。
几盆是几袋？贝贝的啊。
Well, in China, the kind of dance which we in the West would recognise as contemporary dance took its first bold steps in the 1980s. This is the period when China began its policy of opening up towards the West. And Chinese dancers began winning gold medals in European modern dance contests pretty soon after that. We're about to meet Tao Ye. He's the leader of the current generation of contemporary dance makers in China. He founded his Tao Dance Theatre in 2008, and since then he's been bringing his very sophisticated choreography to audiences in China and across the world. And as you'll hear, Tao breaks with the tradition of using dance to tell stories. His work is rippling with strange images and his radical desire to test what his dancers can do with their bodies. Let's join Tao Ye backstage at the Melbourne Arts Centre. The translator is his tour manager, Sophie Zhu. So there are two works called 4 and 5. What's the key to these?
首先是在节奏上，然后作品四的节奏是一直持续并且迅速。
So first of all is the rhythm. So 4 is fast paced and is very quick, whereas 5 is more of a continuous and slow process.
And in 4, everybody moves as a group, but they never touch, is that right?
是是。
That's yeah. right.
Yeah. And then in 5, they're all rolling on the floor and touching, and they're like one big animal.
对，
在地上，
然后一刻都没有分开过。
Yeah, they're never apart, not even for 1 second. Mm.
So can you tell me how you worked on these? Let's talk about the dance where everybody's touching all the time. How do you get the dancers to work like this?
首先五个人的空间是非常难结合在一起。
So first of all, it is a challenge to keep 5 bodies together at all times, and there is this contact improvisation technique that he uses to create the piece. Because it is like a very well put together system or machine, where one part falls apart, the whole system falls apart. So when one person loses this sense of gravity, the other people who are supposed to be all interdependent and relying on each other would all, you know, lose their sense of direction.
所以在我看来的话，这种方式有点像个移动的建筑。
So in his opinion, it feels as if the 5 people form a body that is like a moving architecture.
So many become one.
对, 对,
That's right.
Yes.
Let's talk about the company, Tao. You founded the Tao Dance Theatre in 2008. Why did you do that? What did you want to achieve?
首先我们的英文是 Tao Dance Theatre.
So, although the English translation of my company's name is Tao Dance Theatre, which is theater, but in fact the Chinese name is body theater, if you translate literally. The reason that we name our company body theater is because we want to open up a broader pathway or avenue towards our art making. So he thinks dance is not exactly just dance, but it's actually more than that. It's body. Body is the focus of their work.The body is really the primal or the most fundamental vehicle for expression for human beings. So there's a lot of potential in working with the body, or using it as a focus in his art making.
So does that mean you're not using your dancers to tell stories, which is a traditional way of using dance, but you're using dance as a way of exploring what the body can do for itself?
是，可以说是打开身体在运动过程当中，通过运动去消耗的本质。
Yes, that's right. What I'm exploring is how the body consumes itself in the process of living, of existing.
This is Books and Arts, and we're in a dressing room in the very bowels of the Victorian Arts Centre, and as you can hear, there's a lot going on around us. It's always an exciting place to be. Tell me about your own training, Tao. I mean, I take it that you're reacting against some traditional dance that you were trained in. Can you talk to me about your beginnings?
I need to clarify that I'm not against or not opposed to traditional or conventional training methods. It's just that all the existing or the traditional training methods are pre-existing frameworks, but they're not the truth about the body. There is a way for you to understand or to make sense of how the body works, but they don't really deliver for you the truth of our body. So that's why in my work I try to break out of that framework in order to explore and to find out the truth.
Where did you start as a dancer, Tao?
我是从中国的传统舞蹈。
I came from a very traditional background in China, and that training is consisted of ballet, Chinese ethnic folk dance, and Chinese classical dance.
And are you still using those techniques in your work, or have you put all that away and are you starting with a new vocabulary of the body?
It might be a bit kind of crude to say that I've abandoned all the education I received, but I think I did kind of put them aside, leave them behind.
And where does this style come from? Are you influenced by Western dance makers?
First of all, I think my body was born in a way that does not really fit or does not receive the Chinese traditional training methods very well, because my body is naturally very soft, it's very, very flexible, and also the way I use my body is more about having, so the power or the strength, actually it radiates from the inside out, whereas in the traditional Chinese training method, so it's more about central control. So it's about so it's more of an inward kind of process of controlling the body.
所以我天生对一种移动重心、对地心引力的一种失控状态，然后是非常敏感的我的身体。
So my body is naturally more sensitive to the loss of center of gravity. So that this outward process rather than inward.
And Tao, do you think of the dancers as tools for you? Are you expressing yourself in the dance you make? Or do you think of the dancers as people who are able to express themselves?
Yes, in dance, it's about people working together. You're always interacting with people. And it's impossible to have someone who think and act exactly the way you do. And you do have to recognize they are individuals. So what I want to do is to enable them to understandhow the body works and how it moves, the science of the body at work. I want them to experience their joints, their muscles, and how the different parts of the body are connected and how they work together, and the tightness and how the muscles feel when it's loose. So that's how I communicate with them.
When you perform in China, do the audiences understand what you're doing? Are you popular in China?
First of all, I think when the person who's viewing the work has a fuller or richer kind of awareness or sense of understanding themselves, then they see more in my work. But if their sense of their awareness is a bit slimmer or a bit flat, then they tend to just see pretty movements.
Are there many companies working in the same way in China, or are you a pioneer?
First of all, I think I'm a practitioner of studying and working with the body, and I don't want to comment on what other people are doing, but I think I did set like a reference point for the rest of my colleagues in the country. But it's true that there are very few contemporary or modern dance companies in China.
Would Chinese people seeing your work think of it as Chinese art, or would they think of it as Western-inspired art?
So when people first hear about their work, normally their understanding is that, oh, it's going to be very logical, it's very scientific, so it sounds like as if it's a very Western-influenced. But when they actually go into the theater and see my work, they usually feel it's actually very Eastern. So they would often describe or think of them as the survivor of the climate in the country at the moment.
The climate.
So it's like a very hard environment.
也可以说是非常贫瘠的土地当中长出的生命力。
Or you can say it's like a flower that grows out of a very poor soil.
Chinese choreographer Tao Ye and the translation there provided by Tao Dance Theatre's tour manager Sophie Zhu. And the Tao Dance Theatre performs today and tomorrow, that's Friday and Saturday, at Arts Centre Melbourne, and you'll find all the details that you need on the Books and Arts website.